أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السبل. بسم الله تعالى العظيم، أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. As we said previously that the heart is a place where has to be clean, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his prophet through inspiration, revelation, and his prophet said qalbul mu'min baytur rabb, the heart of the believer is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a real house, it is symbolic that revelation to prophets come to their hearts, inspirations to people, not revelation, people get inspirations, come to their hearts. So since the focus is the heart, means you have to be keep it clean. Like when you have a house, you clean your house every day. What? You vacuum it, you mop it, you wash it. So, and that's to keep it clean in your eyes and the eyes of your guest. What do you think? When Allah trusted you, He asked you, "Oh my servant, I'm trusting you, I'm entrusting you, I'm giving you a trust. Keep it clean. I'm giving you that home of mine where all inspirations comes, all blessings comes to you. I'm giving it to you. So how am I going to receive me? How you are going to receive my inspirations? Are you going to receive them in a very polished heart, or is it going to be a dirty heart?" And that's where it is very important to clean our hearts and polish them from the dirt of this dunya, from the dirt of reflections of others that affect our lives through their negative energy, that they are polluting us with it and destroying our respect, destroying the respect that Allah put in our heart to Him, and instead respecting more shaitan than respecting Rahman. So what we explain about the importance of a guide in the previous session, that guide us to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our focus, everyone focus in this world is what? Pilgrimage. Where is their focus? Is Mecca, is Kaaba. Baytullah al-Haram means the house or Masjid al-Haram, Allah's house. Al-Haram means no sin can be committed there. Means everyone's focus is there. And our focus must be there, which is symbolized by the heart. As Allah, as Prophet said, Baytul Mu'min, Qalbul Mu'min, The heart of the believer is Baytul Rabb, is the house of Allah. And Allah said, Al-Ka'ba Baytullah. So means your heart becomes like a symbolic Ka'ba, where everything must be clean there. You cannot go to Ka'ba without wudu ablution. You cannot go to Ka'ba and do something wrong there. It's haram. There one sin might be 100,000 sins considered. As one prayer is considered 100,000 prayers, might be one sin considered 100,000 sins. So always you have to receive Allah's inspirations in your heart with a clean heart. And to the guide give you awrat in order to clean your heart. Like there are cars today, they use energy, they use batteries, they drive on batteries. No? Some they use diesel, some they use fuel. It depends what your capacity. If you want to go 60 miles an hour, you use batteries. They cannot go more than that. You want to go faster, use diesel. You want to go more faster, use gasoline. You want to move more faster, use aeroplane gasoline. Burns quickly, make the car move faster. So awrad that they give to you, daily awrad, are kind of energy that wants you to reach from to different levels through your heart. So importance of meditation is not only people meditate on, they think and meditate, they connect their heart and they say, Ya Rabbi, we are coming to you. And they meditate, connecting their heart to their shields, to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is the way. But that is acceptable. But to connect and to meditate and to not to see anything except try to reach the presence of the divine presence. That presence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful names and attributes. Think about it, think about them, and meditate about them, contemplate on these names and attributes to be dressed with. But that is easy to do that. What is more important, before you do that, you cannot come with a dirty heart and do that. You cannot sit in a dirty house and say, I'm going to pray. You cannot have a prayer rug and there is some dirt on it and say, I'm going to pray. You have to clean it. So many people are making mistakes in their meditation. They think, oh, I'm meditating, I'm making zikr, Allah, 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 and I'm meditating. Or I'm doing la ilaha illallah and I'm meditating. No. Before that, you have to meditate on your negative issues. On what is wrong in you. What you are doing from sins. What kind of bad characters you are carrying with you. Count them. Take a notebook and sit at night. Take a pen and write. Today, what I have done in the morning. I wake up. When I wake up, Sunnah says, I have to bring shahada. I have to say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I have to renew my shahada. It's a new day. Then I have to take ablution. Did I take ablution? No. Oh, then that's one wrong. Then one mistake. You begin to record your mistakes. You have to make a journal of your sins and your mistakes. What I did, I spoke with my wife. She asked me, whatever. I lied here. Oh, I lied. Means I said a lie. I lied. Today I lied. I went out to my work. My business, the price, I have $5 for that. I said $10 to a customer. I lied. I deceived. I stole. I robbed. I did this, I did that. So you begin to write your negative or your sins or your bad characters. I was walking on the street. I looked something haram. Instead of putting my head down, I looked more. Means I have to write that today I didn't put my head down. I committed a sin. So by this way, you count how many forbiddens you have committed. And Islamically, we know that there are 500 orders, Prophet ordered his ummah to do, and 800 forbiddens he ordered his ummah to leave behind. So if you don't record them, how are you going to know them? Before you go and make meditation, on zikr, you have to make meditation on how to throw this dirtiness out from your heart. This donkeyness, donkey characteristics, ignorance. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Tafakkur sa'atin khayrun min ibadati sab'ina sana." To think for 1 hour. Mean audit yourself. You know auditing? IRS comes and say, I'm auditing you. They call, they say, we want to come and audit you. What you do? You are worried. You are worried that they might find a mistake, although you tried your best not to make mistakes. So what you are? You are trembling. You have to audit yourself. You are not trembling from Allah. When Allah is going to call you and say, I want to audit you. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever do an atom of good, he will see good. Whoever do an atom of bad, he will see bad. You are not believing in that day coming. How you are going to? That day for awliya, it's every day. For them, it's not only judgment day. For their murids, it's every day. Every day you have to audit yourself. Because if you audit yourself, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you will be rewarded as if you for prayer of 70 years. Because you eliminate negative. One time Grand Sheikh said, it's very easy to pray 2 rak'ahs. It's very easy to fast in Ramadan, to fast a day. It's very easy to do anything of what Prophet ordered you to do, because you will do it. You will be happy to do it. But it's very difficult to leave one forbidden. Like you saw something haram that you must not look, you keep looking. That is the ego doesn't let you to leave that. Right? All of us, we are like that. So one forbidden is more difficult to leave than performing one order of obligations. Because all of us, we are dumped into forbidden. Anger. Anger. Who doesn't have anger? Anger is one of the most worst characteristics. سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام said الغضب كفر يا أبا بكر. غضب is like unbelief, saying to سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق. And you don't have anger, you blow up on everyone on the earth. You don't have anger, you blow up on everyone. I don't have anger, I blow up on everyone. I like that. So most important is to look at our negative issues. So negative, the sheikh, when he looks at you, he knows what kind of negativity you have. So they came up with 10 issues that you have to perform them during your journey seeking Gnosticism. The first is what Allah said in Holy Quran, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. He said, say, I do admonish you on one point, that ye do stand up before Allah. Stand up. Stand up means al-qawma in Arabic, taqumu, to stand up, lillah, to stand up for Allah. Yani to stand up for haq against batil. Who is standing for haq against batil today? First, before you looking at others, you have no right to look at others. It's not your responsibility. You have to stand for Allah on haq against batil upon yourself. You have to stand for Allah against shaitan in yourself. To stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against shaitan, because shaitan is always there gossiping. So to stand against shaitan by eliminating all the gossips of shaitan and standing for Rahman is by keeping yourself, your eyes open, means yakaza. Yakaza means awareness. To keep aware of everything within yourself means self-realization. Look at yourself. How many bad characteristics you can count? So, by being aware of these bad characteristics, means you are aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. So I have to come to His presence, I have to stand as He said, قُومُوا لِلَّهِ, stand up for Allah. I have to stand up for Him, so I have to eliminate this bad characteristic. So it is what you call yakaza, awareness in yourself. Awareness against heedlessness. Because heedlessness, ghafla, you say someone heedless means you heedless of what is the consequences of what you not realization, you are not self-realizing yourself, you become heedless of what is going to happen for you because of this act or that act. So when you are aware always 24 hours and carrying with yourself your weapon, and when you go to in the army, always they carry weapons. What is the weapon of a person? The weapon of the person is the cleansing process, the ritual of cleansing. And the ritual of cleansing is the ablution. Is to take ablution. Ablution, silahul mu'min, al-wudu, silahul mu'min. Ablution is the weapon of a believer, because it cleans you, and it make you all yourself to open whenever water comes in order to receive these blessings and the manifestation of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you. So this awareness keep all your receivers, antenna of the cells are open. Open to anything, you know, that there are animals that they don't see. They have what you call them?
Antlers.
They can see with them. They like antennas. There are blind people who cannot see. They have a stick. That stick is act like a receiver, and as they more and more they begin to interact with that stick, they begin to feel through that stick if there is a danger coming. Like when you are in a dark night and you wake up and you want to walk, what you do? There is no light. What you do? Yeah. With your hands. So the hands as antenna, you to see if there is something there, or you going to hit something, or an animal going to hit you, so you begin using your senses. So awareness makes all your body is open against shaitan. If you don't have awareness, means you are headless. And headlessness, one moment, one mistake, you can pass out. One lawyer was telling me, I don't accept you to make one even something wrong, because you don't know, you might do 1,000 wrong and no one say anything, and one time, one thing happened, they fall all apart. Because I used to say to that lawyer, oh look, everyone is doing this, then no. Even they are doing, they might pass, you might do it, you fall. As a lawyer, I cannot accept. Which is correct? This is teaching. Like someone sitting in a car, like this gentleman sitting in the car, and he said to a sheriff, come, I give you a ride. And he likes to drive fast. Can he drive fast now? No, the sheriff is beside him. So you have to always to think that there is a sheriff. That awareness is like a sheriff, a policeman, like a lawyer, like a judge sitting beside you. You have to think that there is a judge sitting beside me, examining every action I am doing, in order not to fall into the moment of heedlessness. It's 1 second, one moment, one time. You don't need, you might do hundreds of heedlessness, but one time is enough to destroy you. You don't know when Allah's ghadab ur-Rahman will come, when Allah's punishment, revenge come. So no, you must be aware not to do that. So when you try to be away from heedlessness, the heart will stand up now to Allah, because you are aware of everything going around you, eliminated shaitan interference, you eliminated heedlessness, so there is nothing there dirty. It's clean, polished. Then you clean the house of Allah, which is your heart. Then that light, you are standing to Allah, for Allah, and when you are standing for Him, He will bless you and shower you with His light. You become an enlightened heart, an illuminated heart. This is first level when you are reaching to, when you are trying to seek the journey of a person from as a beginner in tariqah, you have the beginner, then you have the one above beginners ready, then murid. You are between readiness and murid. You are trying to reach the level of murid. There are 10 different steps you have to take until you reach the level of murid. When you become level of murid, 6 other levels will be open for you. So to achieve these 6 levels, you have to get these 6 powers to be open to you, you have to achieve these 10 levels one after one. And these are meditating on whatever negative there is in your heart, negativity in your heart, to eliminate that negativity. Then your meditation will be a true meditation. When you are doing zikr and meditating, then it is a true meditation. You will be dressed with that meditation. Unless you reach that, that meditation is still like a child. It's like someone playing with a toy. When you raise up yourself through these 10 levels, as we are going to describe, and these 6 powers will be open to you, then you don't have a toy like a child play with a car or a girl play with a doll. You will really have a real car. Not playing anymore, driving. When you become adult, you will have a car. So when you pass these 10 levels and you will be empowered with these 6 different stations, then you will be really not anymore playing with your meditation like a toy, but really you begin to see and vision and visualize things and hear things. So when your heart begin to eliminate this negative issue and you begin to see that you are doing this during the day, that's why we said every day you have to audit yourself. At the end of the day, when you audit yourself and see all you these negative and you begin to write them, what you see, what you find now, oh, I end up with one journal of negative issues today I have committed during my day. So what I have to do now? Have to repent. So what Allah says to us in Holy Quran, Surah 49, verse 11, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Now you have to repent. And Allah said, those who do not audit themselves, how they are going to repent? When you don't account what you have done during the day, how you are going to know that you did something wrong? So when you audit yourself, then you know that you did something wrong. And what Allah said, and those who do not desist are indeed doing wrong. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ الظَّالِمُونَ. Who do not repent and ask Allah forgiveness, he is what? Wrong oppressor. Zalimun is oppressor, is not doing wrong. Of course you are doing wrong, but he said az-zalimun, humuz zalimun. They are the oppressors. Those who do not repent. Means those who repent, what will be? They are going to be not oppressors. Allah eliminated oppression from them. So anyone repent at the end of the day, not to come at the end of the day say, Ya Rabbi, I did mistakes today, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. No. Try to see what kind of mistakes you have done today. Count them. Take a notebook and write them. And then at the end of the day, you write at the bottom, I did 50 mistakes, the 50 things here in my journal. You have a journal and say, Ya Rabbi, I am repenting from these 50. And you say astaghfirullah 70 times or 100 times or 300 times, whatever, and then you turn the page for next day. Next day, you do mistakes, write them. Then make istighfar. Then you cross, what you call them, cross section, and see, did you repeat the same mistakes or are they are new? So when they are new, then you begin to discover, you go into a discovery of different bad manners and characteristics that never you will be thinking that you are doing them. But when you begin to write them, then they come out. And then you ask istighfar. So he said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, means those who do not audit themselves, they don't know they are making sins. But those who audit themselves, they know they made sins, they ask Allah forgiveness, those are be eliminated from the group of oppressors. I will take them out of that group. Because Allah has classified these people are oppressors. So I am writing that person from these people. He was oppressor against himself by committing sins. When you repent, he takes you out. So every day, you will be taken out. Every day, you will be taken out. And every day, you are writing your negative bad manners and characters until you end up with 200-300 bad manners. In 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, then eliminate one after one, one after one, one after one. Then you find yourself no more rewritten on the oppressor side. At that time, you will be under the influence of receiving these manifestations to prepare you to the level of murid. So this is the second level in the journey of the Gnostics, to eliminate, to audit yourself and eliminate negative bad characters and repent and be taken away from to be described as an oppressor. So فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ فَأَسْقَطَ إِسْمُ الظُّلْمِ عَنِ التَّائِبِ. Allah took the name, the label, or the he, instead of branding him or calling him oppressor, he took that out from that person. So when you are not zalim anymore, you will be opposite of zulm, adil. If you are not zalim, you are adil. What's adil?
Just.
Means just with Allah, standing up for him against shaitan. Means you are on Sirat al-Mustaqim, now you are just, and not falling right or left. May Allah forgive us. We'll continue the other 8 different levels tomorrow, inshallah, in the second session, third session. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.